This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Russia carried out the latest in a wave of airstrikes on Ukraine Monday, destroying homes in the south and knocking out power in the north and killing at least two people. Correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint program about the attacks.
Today was another massive missile attack by Russian forces. At least 35 missiles have been destroyed by the Ukrainian air defense. This includes the north part of the country, central part of the country, and eastern part.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said air defenses shot down most of the Russian missiles fired at Ukraine Monday, and energy workers have already begun work on restoring power supplies. Ukrainian officials said Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian energy facilities in recent weeks as they've been forced to retreat on some battle fronts, causing major power outages as winter sets in. Ukraine had only just returned to scheduled power outages from beginning Monday, rather than the emergency blackouts it had suffered since widespread Russian strikes on November 23rd, the worst of the attacks on energy infrastructure that had begun in early October. Russia says the attacks are designed to degrade Ukraine's military. Ukraine says they're clearly aimed at civilians and thus constitute a war crime. The Associated Press reported Monday, quoting an international arms sales watchdog, that global sales increased by nearly 2% in 2021, the seventh consecutive year of increases. The report said the war in Ukraine had increased demand for weapons in 2022, but the conflict may also lead to supply challenges, not least because Russia is a major supplier of raw materials in arms production. That could hamper efforts in the United States and Europe to strengthen their armed forces and replenish their stockpiles. This is VOA News. Voters in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia are heading to the polls once again Tuesday for a runoff election between Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger, former football star and Herschel Walker, who's backed by former President Donald Trump. Election officials have reported heavy turnout ahead of the runoff that will determine whether Democrats can add to their razor-thin majority in the U.S. Senate. Campaigning Sunday, Warnock told his supporters the choice is obvious.
This race is about competence and character, and on both of those fronts, my opponent falls woefully short. He has not spent his life as I have thinking about these issues, and every time he opens his mouth, it's obvious.
A Walker win would give national Republicans a boost, having seen their standing in the state of Georgia erode towards Democrats over the last few years. A Warnock victory could indicate that Democrats are making inroads in places where they had difficulties getting traction in the past. Meanwhile, a trial begins for a white woman or a white Texas police officer who shot a black woman in her home. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King has details.
Former Fort Worth police officer Aaron Dean is on trial for the fatal shooting of a Tatiana Jefferson 3 years ago. Dean quit and was charged 2 days after he shot the 28-year-old black woman through her window while responding to a call about an open door. The case drew public outrage. At a news conference, Ashley Carr, Jefferson's sister, said her sister was caring for her 8-year-old nephew and playing video games.
And she was killed by a reckless act of a Fort Worth police officer.
The nephew later told authorities his aunt pulled out a gun after hearing suspicious noises. The jury has been seated for a trial that has been repeatedly postponed for years. I'm Jennifer King.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro said Monday at least 27 people were killed when a landslide engulfed a road in the nation's northwest, trapping people in a bus and other vehicles. From his official Twitter account, Petro wrote, "It is with sadness that I must announce that so far 27 people, including three minors, have lost their lives in the landslide that struck Sunday in a remote area of the Pueblo Rico municipality." On Sunday evening, the president reported three dead as dozens of rescue workers searched for survivors. One survivor said the driver of the bus had managed to dodge the worst of the landslide. Civil defense officials said the bus had left the city of Cali with 25 passengers. The government reports this year's rainy season, which began in August, is Colombia's worst in 40 years, according to the government, leading to accidents that have left more than 270 people dead. For more information on this story and all the stories we're covering today, go to our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.